from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Absolute mad behavior in the studio right now as Bulldog has pulled a tomato out of the fridge and cut it up to eat.
Well, I've eaten it already. It's gone. It was not a cumbersome process.
Absolute crazy behavior.
Cut it into... I don't know, eights maybe, I guess, ultimately.
Who eats a tomato?
And a little... Oh, man, this time of the year, tomatoes out of the garden. One of our coworkers has a bowl in the fridge with... There's some cucumbers in there. I'm going to save one for you. There's cucumbers and tomatoes in there. This time of the year, the tomatoes out of somebody's garden are one of the greatest things. I love them. Love them.
Just not alone.
Perfect.
Where's the sandwich? Where's the bread and the ham and cheese?
Christine didn't leave any bread out there. I don't know what to tell you.
Then you can't just eat it.
I didn't bring any bread or cheese either. I came to work without a snack, happened to see a bowl of fresh vegetables in the fridge that said, help yourself, from my garden today. All right. I mean, I didn't sit in here like an animal and eat the tomato like someone would eat an apple, because that's a disaster. It's so juicy and the seeds are all in your... It's a mat. You can't do that.
I mean, what are you saying?
You can't... I didn't eat it like an apple.
No.
Like just, you know, hold it in my hand and bite it, because that would be a mess.
Okay, no, that's good.
So I cut it up into 8 pieces, sprinkled some pepper on there. Good to go. Perfect little snack.
Did you ever know... Did I ever mention to you... I heard this on a podcast once. Bill Clinton was known for eating an entire apple. Like, he would just...
To put an apple in his mouth?
Well, not in one bite.
Okay.
But the core, everything.
Oh, okay. Wow. Yeah, I don't know about that.
And that he would eat a baked potato in 2 bites.
The core... Really?
Yes.
The core of some of these newer, like, how well-versed in the apple culture are you?
Not well.
The Honeycrisp apple, which is really...
High-end.
High-end apple. I don't always buy them because sometimes they get to, like, $3.99, $4.99 a pound, and, like, you know, I work in AM radio. So, but the core of those are really, really small.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you cut it up. You could pop that in your mouth and swallow it with almost hardly without chewing it.
Well... More on this shocking story later today.
Me
but on the Wester
fresh
hotline.
Vegetables is shocking.
Well, right. Fruit. On the Wester hotline, Sean McDermott. Sean, to what do we owe the honor? We're very excited to have you back.
Well, I just missed you guys so much. I couldn't wait to get on with you here and see how your summer's been going.
Oh, I'm eating fresh garden tomatoes. That's how my summer's going.
Sean. Doesn't sound good to me. 5 years,
really good.
5 years have passed since our Monday post-game conversations, 5 playoff seasons. I thought if you wouldn't mind a question that isn't about like your injuries and who plays on Saturday and this kind of thing, maybe an opportunity for some perspective on your career here and, you know, a very successful run. This would not have been a question I would have wanted to ask you when you were starting, but maybe now. I wonder if you look back on taking over as head coach of the Bills, how confident you were that it would go successfully. Like, how strongly did you feel that this was going to work out well for you?
Well, that's a great question. You know, you're always confident when you're given a job or you earn a job like that. You're confident in your own abilities. But there's always, questions of, how's this going to really take shape, right? And how's it going to develop? And we've got to get, you know, certain key pieces in order to really build this team the right way. And you know, the people that we've been able to hire on staff and making sure that those are the right people to help us win. And so, you know, this hasn't, I haven't done this myself. It's been a team effort, and we've had great people and great players along the way that have helped us. And we've just, as a family, embraced and really have fallen in love with Buffalo and the fan base and the community. And we're just extremely blessed to be here. And I mean, if you would have told me, and I think this is true of any head coach that takes a job their first year, that you'd be there for 8 years and win, you know, X amount of, you know, AFC East division championships and be in the playoffs like we have. I mean, let's be honest, that first year, you're just saying, hey, let's just get the culture piece right. And we went and made the playoffs. And that was, you know, due in large part to a team that just overachieved and played with a lot of heart and toughness. So I say all that to say it's been a heck of a ride, and as a family, we're extremely grateful.
For folks who don't know, Mike Tomlin, 17 years, John Harbaugh, 16 years, Andy Reid, 11 years, the only three coaches in the league who've had their jobs longer than Sean McDermott. McVay in L.A., as well as Kyle Shanahan, are on the same timeline with San Francisco. They got hired that same offseason as you. Sean, when you look at what you thought about the job when you took it to now, is there one thing, maybe a few things that stand out to you that are completely different from what you perceived they would be when you took the job?
Yeah, I don't know that that's the case, Bulldog. I feel like overall, when you know, growing up outside of Philadelphia, I wasn't too far geographically from Buffalo. You have a sense growing up in the early 90s for the tradition of the team, because they were so good under Coach Levy and the players that were here during that stretch run. And so, you know, having been here now 8 years, I think it's really watching it get back to where it was, and a place that loves football. They're passionate about their team, and it's really, you know, the team is in sync with the community and the community is in sync with the team. And now, you know, kind of peering back over my shoulder in my office here to see this new stadium going up is almost surreal, right? Because again, you're trying to win your first game as a head coach, and yeah, I mean that's the reality of it. And to see this new stadium popping up over my shoulder every day I drive in and drive out and see the progress is again a surreal moment because of what that means for the future for the Buffalo Bills and the fans. I think that's pretty cool.
With Sean McDermott here on WGR. Getting to, you know, more in present day and the upcoming season, I'm wondering if with the changes to the roster, now you have injuries. I mean, teams often have injuries, but I wonder if you would say this year so far has been a different sort of coaching challenge for you. I mean, of course, Hyde and Poyer and all the miles with those two guys, just invaluable on the field for almost every play for a few years there. Now those guys are gone as well as others. Is this year different so far?
It is, and every year show up, as you know, is different. But it's different this year because of some of what you mentioned, right? With those players that were so instrumental in helping us get this to where it is, and it's hard to see those players move on to either other teams or retire in different ways. And you know, they're moving on to other chapters, new chapters for themselves and their families. And I'll forever be indebted to those names that you mentioned, plus many more. And this team, you know, specific to our team this year, it's always a new team because it's a new year and there's new people, new faces. There's quite a few new faces, some older, some younger. And, you know, the injuries are always going to be the injuries. And it's a physical game, and it's taxing. And so you're always going to have that. So we do the best we can with, you know, finding solutions and focusing on those solutions. And the next man has to step up. And that's the reality of our situation.
Those names, a lot of those guys were here for the whole ride, and veteran leader type guys. How much of a challenge is that for you this year? How much different is that, considering, like, as much as every year is different, when you've got the same core group, or at least a lot of the same core group year over year, some of that stuff, I don't want to say just takes care of itself, but, you know, maybe you don't have to worry about it as much when your head hits the pillow. I'm wondering about what that's like this year.
Well, it's another opportunity, and you're right, Bulldog, when you say, hey, listen, that when you have those guys that have been around and you have multiple that have been around, you know, starting with a player and a person like Kyle Williams, man, I learned so much about Buffalo, about the community, just in my time around Kyle Williams, when you talk about a leader, right? And I remember Kyle, one of the just memories I'll carry with me my entire life is when he described, you know, one day being in the playoffs. I think it was our 2017 season during the course of that year, and he was getting emotional about, you know, being able to show up for that game. And in fact, I think it may have been 2018 before he retired, because we had not hosted to that point a home playoff game. And, you know, he had mentioned, hey, dreaming of what that would feel like, and, you know, getting out of his car that morning, and kind of the feel of the salt right underneath of his boots. And I mean, that's real, and what it would feel like and what it would be like for the fans to host a playoff game. And I think that's just, that speaks to who he is as a person and what this place means to him and meant to him years ago as a player. And so the leadership piece has been critical as well. And now, you know, it's a new time, and this is Josh Allen's team, point blank. And Josh has done a phenomenal job as we've, you know, gotten this season rolling in training camp and now into the preseason. And, you know, we'll be counting on him not only under center, but also big time from a leadership standpoint this season.
How has your relationship with him evolved over 7 years here?
Oh boy, I mean it's been phenomenal. You know, it's Josh coming in here years ago, and just the way he handled himself and has endeared himself to the fan base. You know, I think more than anything, it's, you know, when Brandon and I sat down and evaluated Josh, I know both of us felt like Josh was the man for Buffalo. And I think one of the biggest things alongside of the talent.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
And life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Was, hey, is he going to fit into this community and really connect? And we all know that that's been the case, plus some, because that's important, right? When you're drafting a potential face of a franchise for many years to come, that there is that ability to connect and someone who wants to spend time in the community. And for what he's done around our community and the way he's represented the Buffalo Bills, I think we could all say we all owe him a ton of thanks for the way he's played, but also the way he's handled himself outside of and off the football field.
What is somewhat ironic about all of that, you're talking about reflecting on your career as we're asking you to do. One thing I think about, I mean, I've been sitting here talking about this team for 25 years, Bulldog Moore. It used to be said, Sean, no more quarterbacks from California.
Right.
Fans, we're not always sort of simpatico with quarterbacks from California. Like, well, Tom Brady might be from. Isn't Tom Brady from California? No. It doesn't matter.
One picture of Rob Johnson in a hot tub in swim trunks. That was the end of that.
No more California.
Right.
Bills quarterback. So we got past that, it seems.
Bulldog, you just keep eating your tomatoes over there, right?
Can you believe that behavior? With Sean McDermott here on WGR. Well, to this, like, this moment here where you have all these injuries, it sounds like you've had to change course on what you want to do with preseason game number 3. I mean, is that true, and is that just out of necessity?
Yeah, it is true. I mean, it's what we're dealing with right now, and, you know, full trust and confidence in our training staff. It is important that we listen to where the team is right now, and so where the team is we do have, we're down on numbers, so really not comfortable with our ones playing this week as we had envisioned, and so we shift to the twos and threes, and the opportunity is that they're going to get a great run this weekend at showing us who they really are, so we can really get a great evaluation on them and making sure we've got the roster the right way once cutdown time comes here. So I'm excited for those guys. Having said that, this week of practice, we are working a lot of our ones to make sure that we're continuing best we can to move the team forward as we get ready for Arizona moving ahead here.
How much specifically do you think Cole Bishop can factor in early this season, considering how much time he's missed? Because safety is a big curiosity here, obviously. We've already covered Hyde and Poyer are gone, and that's really where the injury bug first started, was back there with Mike Edwards and Cole Bishop, and of course it's grown from there. But on Bishop specifically, does he have enough time to ramp up to be used in some ways on defense when September gets here?
Well, Bulldog, that's the $20,000 question that we don't even know the answer to that right now. We're hoping the answer is yes. Cole did get some valuable reps in spring. And he also got, you know, I think about 100-150 reps in camp before he suffered the injury that he's currently dealing with. And so there is some level of knowledge of the system, just not enough right now. So we're hoping, you know, by the end of this week, through the course of walkthroughs, and then getting him hopefully next week, into some reps, some team reps, and we'll have to see on that, that he can get back to a point where, you know, at least he's functional, either in all three, you know, first, second, and third down, or maybe one piece of it to just begin the season. So that's really honestly where we're at. But we've got to, like I said, is take it just one day at a time here.
Not to jump ahead, but cuts are, the deadline is 1 week from today, minus a few minutes. And I'm sure that's one of the toughest days of the year for yourself, for Brandon Bean. I wonder how you do it. When I watch Hard Knocks, you know, these conversations get shown sometimes, and they seem mostly the same, where the GM, the coach might be in the room, they deliver the bad news, player probably is crushed if they're not expecting it, take it in stride, and it seems like sort of a friendly handshake, and on the player goes. I wonder if that's pretty accurate from your experience, and I also wonder if anybody ever argued with you and just tried to push back and maybe try to change your mind.
No, I mean, it's real, Shope. It's you know, the Hard Knocks piece, no offense, but that's, to me, that's hard to watch. I mean, you're talking about people's livelihoods, careers being, yeah, you know, displayed for all to see. I think it's great TV. I guess it makes for great TV, but that is, you know, that's hard to watch. It's the reality of our business. Those conversations, I can promise you, are brutal. They're honestly brutal, and there's not one of them that you leave saying, "I feel good about that," right? Other than being as honest as we can be to help a player or a person find another team, or to help them in another, you know, profession if they decide to leave the sports profession that they're in. So it's brutal, and it's not easy in any way. So it's that part that's I haven't watched it, but I'm sure that the Hard Knocks pieces are, I mean, that's the way it is, and it's not fun. So I can promise you that.
Do you have to make a special effort to not just sort of buzz through one of those conversations, because you're having, you know, dozens of them maybe each year, or Brandon Bean is, whereas each guy, that's their one, that's it, you know, like it's a lot more meaningful, I think, for the person on the other end of it than you. And I'd say it's like you're assembly lining these, but I wonder how much you have to work at making sure you're giving everybody their due respect.
That's big. I mean, these players, we try and give them all a chance to play in that first preseason game. For that reason, you know, they've worked hard to that point in camp and through the spring, and to us, they have earned the right to get a chance to play and say that they played in an NFL game, and, you know, their parents get a chance to watch them. I mean, can you imagine them not playing? Their parents show up to watch them in the first and only preseason game that they may play in, and then they don't play. I mean, and there's people that do it that way. That's not how we do it. Just feel like these guys have earned it, and so here we are. And you're right. It there's X amount of players lining up that day that we have to talk about and talk with, and it is important that we take a, you know, certain level of care to talk with them and help them through that, call it transitionary phase, and then the follow-up best we can is important as well, because, you know, you go through, again, umpteen weeks of being around each other, then they're no longer here, and you want to make sure that they're doing okay, and it gets busy fast, right? So, the first game comes quickly and you're game planning, but you try your best to, if you can at least, to reach out and follow up, and it's not always the case, but you do the best you can, and it is Brandon and I both on those days, and so I think that's just the right way to go about it.
Sean, maybe one more for me would just be to ask you about the backup quarterback position right now. You lose Buechel and then Trubisky on Saturday. You're bringing in new guys. I wonder just like what can be accomplished with quarterbacks who have not been on the team but for a couple of days or one day in the case of Brown, and just maybe, you know, you're working toward the possibility that one of these guys might actually be on the roster. It's just got to be another challenge for the Bills here this summer.
No, it is, and that's a critical position, right? Because of the value of the position, and, you know, normally you're carrying two, sometimes three, and so you want to have that backup quarterback position be someone who can really come in, and as we always say, the litmus test, Shope, is can they come in and bail us out if Josh goes down for, you know, three, four games and at least go .500, right? At least split And so that's an important piece. So, you know, making sure we have that piece in-house is important. And right now, you know, as we all know, Mitch is sidelined now for a couple of weeks perhaps, and we'll see where that goes. But, yeah, I mean, you know, Ben being in here, and I thought he did a real nice job the other night, albeit he didn't throw many passes. His command in a short amount of time I thought was impressive. So we'll see how things go, and to your point, it is an important position for us.
Does it seem like maybe more is on the table than ever before because of the timing of these injuries and with the season creeping closer? Like Mike mentioned already, cutdown day is next week. Is that board of guys that you might be interested in and on other teams getting more attention than it normally would, maybe specifically at quarterback? Because if Trubisky isn't ready for the regular season, I don't know, maybe you might have to pivot.
Well, we'll see. I mean, we're always looking, right? Every position, the great thing about our personnel department is in the way it works, mostly for every team, is that we've got a number of staff, scouts, pro scouts, that spend a lot of time looking at every position to see if we can improve our roster, and backup quarterbacks no different. So it's they're always looking, always seeing how we can improve, and we're extremely, you know, obviously, as we all know, grateful to have Josh, but we also have to protect ourselves there if unfortunately something were to happen. So we do our best to make sure we're looking all the time here.
Good luck with all of it, Sean. We're pleased to be able to reconnect with you today. Thanks for giving us your time.
Oh, man, great to reconnect with you guys. And you guys, listen, come visit practice anytime you want. We'd love to have you.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
Sean McDermott on the West Her Hotline. Not the whole practice. He doesn't mean the whole practice.
I mean, I don't know. He's in charge.
Can you imagine, like, you and I go out there, and, like, Sal and other, they ask him to leave, you know.
Oh, right, the viewing portion of the.
But we stay.
Yeah.
We're right. Guests of the head coach. We're just here to watch practice. We're just going to do that.
Well, let's do that.
I'm in.
Now I want to do
it. If it's the whole thing.
Yeah.
I would do it if it were the whole thing. I don't think I would do it for 10 minutes, but it's, you know, a nice offer.
Yeah.
All right. We'd love to get some feedback. 803-0550. Bills have real issues. Backup quarterback being one. Sean McDermott going into his eighth year. And it was nice to get some perspective from him on these last 7 years. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog at 803-0550. Back after sports, this is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com. NFLPA.com.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. Three-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.